NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-50s, wind gust at 40. Tonight, cloudy early, then clearing skies in the upper 20s with wind gust at 25. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the mid-20s. As we head into Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Thursday night, mostly clear, we'll see lows around 40. Right now, it's 48.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. As expected, U.S. corn exports were high on the latest U.S. weekly export sales report. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said corn sales very strong, 4.48 million metric tons of old crop, reflecting China's large purchases a week ago, with new crop coming in at 144,600 metric tons.
4.626 million tons for corn. That was 4.481 for the old crop contract, which we knew that was going to be a big one. We knew that China had signed up for about 3.9 million of that. And they actually snuck that last sale in that was reported on Friday into this report. So very good report for corn. As far as the how we played out versus versus expectations, everything was pretty much within expectations. Corn, beans, wheat, meal, oil, cotton, all within the range of estimates put out there by the media.
Soybean side, China will likely continue to shift export business to South America with the expansion of harvest and tight supplies in the U.S., but U.S. soybean exports this week slid lower to approximately 167,000 metric tons.
Soybean sales were weak once again, 102,000 tons for old crop, 65,000 tons for new crop, so a total of 167-ish. Nothing huge, and at this time of the year, we don't expect many big sales of soybeans because that South American crop has come online and is getting is shipping as we speak.
McBride says wheat sales were neutral, 414,000 metric tons.
We look good as we go into the end of the marketing year that comes up at the end of June here. We should be okay for wheat sales. Just like the corn and the beans, we've seen very good sales over the course of this last year.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Kansas medical marijuana supporters found some support with some conservative Republicans in the state legislature after a bill moved through committee yesterday. Cake News reports that the State House Federal and State Affairs Committee yesterday approved the bill 13-8, sending it to the full House for approval. The bill would authorize the state health department to issue medical marijuana identification cards to patients and caregivers for a list of conditions that include cancer, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The medical marijuana could also be sold as oils, edibles, and patches, but not in smoking or vaping form. The bill would also set up a licensing process for growers and dispensary owners. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report an additional 429 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend. KWCH News reports that there were also 11 new deaths and 18 new hospitalizations since Friday. At the same time, 26.7% of the Kansas population has received at least their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. But American Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stuckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer. Republican lawmakers have advanced a measure to create a Kansas Child Advocates position in the Attorney General's office. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved the bill yesterday to create the Advocates Office to investigate complaints about the state's foster care system for abused and neglected children. The measure is now set to go to the full Senate, but some Republican lawmakers in the House are wary of putting the advocate under the Attorney General's office, with Republican Attorney General Derek Schmidt running for governor in 2022. The Senate committee did reject a bipartisan House alternative that had the advocate appointed jointly by the governor and Kansas Supreme Court's Chief Justice, but under the control of the legislature. In other news, Kansas legislators are working on a plan for setting aside potentially several hundred million dollars in federal COVID-19 relief funds to pay businesses harmed by restrictions aimed at slowing the virus spread. The State Senate Judiciary Committee is considering the bill that would set up a state and local fund to pay claims from businesses that either were shut down or had their operations curtailed by the restrictions. Officials would be required to set aside federal COVID-19 relief funds. Good American Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska's soon-to-open casinos would have to display human trafficking information on posters under a bill advanced by state lawmakers. Lawmakers gave first-round approval to the measure, which seeks to help human trafficking victims. Nebraska already mandates posters in rest stops and strip clubs, both places that advocates have identified as spots where human trafficking might take place. Here's a strange. A Nebraska man could face several charges after allegedly driving his friend to a hospital in the bucket of a front-end loader. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports the 32-year-old suspect allegedly stole the front-end loader and showed up at a Lincoln hospital Friday night with a 40-year-old man riding in the bucket. The man told police he did it because the man was injured. Police arrested the driver of the front-end loader on suspicion of felony theft, fourth offense, driving under the influence, and driving with a revoked license. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Farmers hit the commodity market peg you second-guessing your spring planting plans, and changes are in the works. Give Kaufman Seed the call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/KSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/KSVaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard from the Public Works Administrator that the Haug Bridge in Lincoln Township should be complete in a couple of weeks. They'll move on to a bridge north of Oquito. The Swanson Bridge in Rock Township is progressing as well and should be complete, weather permitting, in a couple of weeks as well. The department closed a bridge in Walnut Township on Navajo Road. This had finally gotten to the point of needing to close for repairs. After finishing the Rock Township Bridge, they'll move back to the Walnut Township Bridge. Repairs should not take long. A landfill has been closed Saturdays this past year due to COVID. A motion passed to reopen the landfill the first Saturday each month, beginning April 3rd, from 8 until 2. The landfill will close at noon Friday, April 9th, for installation of a new scale. County Councilor Jason Brenniger reported he had a lengthy conversation with Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John regarding a grant application to develop 11th Terrace and Business Park infrastructure. The city is aware it's a platted street, and any future maintenance and upkeep would be the responsibility of a city. City of Marysville, at their last council meeting, opted not to sign on as a co-sponsor for a Kansas Department of Transportation grant application that could fund 80% of the costs. Brenniger is still sorting through information on the Attorney General's letter on a coma complaint, and hopes to have something to bring back to the board soon. Representatives with the Home Sewer District met to discuss the possibility of refinancing the remainder of the balance of a 4.75% loan of a district. A few options to consider. Interest rates could be 1.5% to 2% for a 20-year period. There are typically three options: public sale, local bank funding, or roll together with other county projects. Commissioners feel the first step is to check with local banks and see if there's interest in purchasing the remainder loan and what type of interest rates available. The next step would be to put the loan up for public sale. Becky Dunlap of Axtell shared information regarding the Convention of States in reference to Article 5 of the Constitution. This nonpartisan movement has 15 states that have passed, with 20 states pending legislation. Kansas has a bill coming out of Senate subcommittee. Dunlap was asking the board if they would sign a resolution in support. She was asked how many other counties in Kansas have done this and will return with that information. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes asked the board for permission to close the health department Friday, April 9th, following the COVID booster vaccination clinic April 8th, with an expected 11,170 vaccines. This was approved. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. At the Nemahal County Commissioners' meeting, Jim Wilsoncroft rose to speak about recent land valuation increases. He suggested looking into purchasing used equipment in the future before buying new equipment for the road and bridge department. Commissioners asked the county attorney to do some research regarding moving from a county township road unit system to a county road unit system in Nemahal County. And they also asked the attorney to speak with representatives from BG Consultants about their contract with the county for construction of a new senior center transit facility. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week discussed adding an additional half mile of overlay onto the pavers contract to meet Juniper and First Road. It was decided that further inspection of the roads needed on that and also the Pickerel West Road. The item to approve or disapprove will be on the April 7th agenda. Law Enforcement and Management Committee heard last week the COVID positivity rate remains 24%. The age to register for vaccinations with Beatrice Community Hospital is now extended to those ages 50 to 64. Building and Grounds heard a proposal for refinishing the last section on the south side of the courthouse. An attached structure on the north side is deteriorating and needs to be removed from the courthouse building.
Judith Judy A. Garten, age 77, of Diller, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Interment at a later date in the Prairie Home Cemetery near Diller. Registration book Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Judy Garten.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Spring is here and it's time to grow something. Contact your favorite Good Shepherd Lutheran School student to get your plants. It's the GSLS Annual Plant Sale. Get all your garden favorites from Janet's Jungle. You can feel good about supporting local education and independent greenhouses while making your yard look great with the Good Shepherd Lutheran School Plant Sale. Order from students or janetsjungle.com through March 30th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest, still bringing some gusty winds out there. As this continues to push off towards the east, this cold front will continue to push off towards the east. Behind this system, we're definitely seeing some chillier temperatures than what we saw yesterday. The good news is those winds will start to die down as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see dry weather all the way through the end of the week, and then we'll start to see some warmer temperatures as we head towards Friday and into the weekend. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour, then decreasing. Tonight, cloudy early, then clearing skies in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the mid-20s. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 60s. That's your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late March 62, record high on this date 88. The average low 35 and the record low was 16. Sunrise this morning 7:14, sunset this evening 7:49.
Does your pasta water go straight down the drain after boiling noodles? You may want to reconsider. We tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 30th, the 89th day of the year. Musician Eric Clapton has a birthday, and painter Vincent van Gogh was born on this day in 1853. After boiling pasta, that murky water left in the pan shouldn't go down the drain. Some people consider it liquid gold. The mineral content makes it ideal for watering flowers and houseplants, after it's cooled, of course. Professional kitchens steam vegetables over pasta water, and it'll work at home, too. The extract from pasta starch is a natural detergent, so you can use it for cleaning up. And we've heard some people swear by it to treat damaged hair. Soaking your hair in pasta water before shampooing is said to leave it beautifully smooth and shiny. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more online, visit us at almanac.com.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crosley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Sabetha High School students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a round of applause. Good luck at the events this week. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, truck, and trailer repair. Community National Bank is proud of the Nemaha Central High School students who participate in all areas of academics like FFA, music, band, National Honor Society, and many more. Good luck from all of the friendly staff at Community National Bank in Seneca. Innovation for every generation. Member FDIC. Cook & Company proudly supports Nemaha Central High School students for their academic achievements. Good job, scholars. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Houston overcame a blown 17-point lead to hold off Oregon State 67-61 last night in the NCAA tournament, reaching the Final Four for the first time in 37 years. Baylor also advanced, so Final Four action will see Houston and Baylor this weekend. Elite Eight on tap for today. Number 1 seed Gonzaga will take on number 6 seed USC and number 1 seed Michigan versus number 11 seed UCLA. Card games, carpools, and eating at restaurants may be back in the major leagues later this season. Trips to church and sponsor events may return, too. Mask use would be dropped from the dugouts and bullpens, and electronic tracing devices would be eliminated when 85% of major league players and primary field staff
are vaccinated against the coronavirus. Major League Baseball and the Players Association sent out a 3-page memo yesterday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Kansas City Chiefs continue making moves this offseason and are strengthening their defensive line. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, defensive tackle Jaron Reed has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Chiefs worth up to $7 million. Reed was drafted by the Seattle Seahawks in 2016 out of Alabama and has collected 22 sacks. In 2018, Reed collected 10.5 sacks and was teammates with former Seahawk and current Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark. The Chiefs add Reed to a defensive front, including Clark, and the leader of Sack Nation, Chris Jones, who combined for 13.5 sacks in 2020. It wasn't pretty, but Joey Logano managed to weave his way around a few multi-car wrecks and emerge victorious yesterday in the Food City Dirt Race. With Logano's victory, there have now been 7 different winners through 7 Cup Series races this year. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finished 2nd, Denny Hamlin 3rd. Mid-America Network Sports.
CanEquip can equip you to make you better at what you do. Here at CanEquip, we know it's a difficult time with COVID-19, but we also know you have a job to do, feeding America. Each CanEquip store has made changes to protect you and our staff. Call or email us today in Marysville. You're important to us.
CanEquip can equip you to make you better at what you do.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience. Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
For many, tulips signal the start of spring, but for some, it also symbolizes love. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Next time you pick up a bouquet, consider the color. Red tulips represent true love, while white ones say I'm sorry. A multicolored bouquet is said to complement the recipient's eyes. The shape of the tulip blossom inspired its name. It originated from the Persian word for turban. And tulips are edible as long as they have not been treated with pesticides and you're not allergic. The flowers are said to taste like beans, lettuce, or bland with no real taste at all. Parts of the bulbs have been used for making bread and as an onion substitute. During World War II, tulips and tulip breads were often the only available and affordable food. You can still find recipes for cooking with and making wine from tulips. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Cemeteries usually have headstones to mark the spot of loved ones who have passed. But this civilization used something far more elaborate, a process that is only beginning to be understood two centuries later. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. They are known as the Hopewell people, Native Americans who inhabited the eastern Midwest two centuries ago. Here at the Mound City Group, part of the Hopewell Culture National Historical Park, there are 23 mounds encircled by a 3-foot-tall embankment. All told, the area covers about 15 acres.
They would actually come in, select an area, would dig down 2 to 4 feet underground, and then build a building on that site.
Rick Perkins explains, archaeology tells us that where each mound lies today, there once was a building. We don't know what took place inside those buildings, but perhaps feasts, weddings, and later cremations and burials.
After all the ceremonies were taking place, they would leave the burials, they would bury that with dirt, tear down the building, and then move forth onto another site.
Archaeological research a century ago uncovered a variety of items buried within the mounds. Those burial pieces showed the vast trading network of these peoples.
Anything that you could almost imagine that was found in the area, including exotic items, things such as obsidian from the Rocky Mountains, Yellowstone National Park, copper and different cutouts and figures coming from the Lake Superior region, mica from the Blue Ridge Parkway, as well as numerous items from the ocean, being shark's teeth, seashells.
As for those who are buried within the mounds, that is a mystery as well.
We can only speculate on who was actually there. A lot of people believe it had to have been the chiefs or the shamans or somebody with a high status in the group.
The Hopewell left these mounds throughout present-day Ohio, but other Midwestern states as well. They are intriguing to us today as they provide us with clues to a civilization that inhabited this country two centuries before Columbus arrived in North America. Traveling the Countryside in Chillicothe, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
Salt isn't good for you, and it's not good for your trees either. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If de-icing salt came in contact with your trees, flush them with water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As a de-icer in winter is really hard on plants. Trees may show some scorching in their leaves or needles, and the tips will start to turn brown.
When salt-laden snow piles up near a tree, salt seeps into the soil, drying out the tree's roots. You might see bark discoloration or canopy dieback, and if left for too long, it can actually kill them. Chris Fields Johnson is a tech advisor for the Davy Tree Expert Company. He says trees can spring back if you flush the salt out of the soil with fresh, clean water as soon as you can.
And you're going to flush the soil out about an inch of irrigation water at a time, let it percolate down, and you're going to repeat that multiple times. The rule of thumb is that it takes about 6 inches of water to flush out 50% of the excess salt in the soil. So it's going to take repeated either rainfall events or irrigation to progressively flush the salt out of the soil.
The leaching can be done with a hose on slow trickle or by increasing your drip irrigation time. You could also build a basin around the tree to cover the entire root area. Slowly fill it with water, rinse, and repeat. Fields Johnson says for this to work, there has to be good soil drainage.
You know, if you put down a lot of water, even if it's good fresh water, onto a site, if it can't drain anywhere, then the salt that's dissolved inside of that fresh water can't go anywhere either. So as soon as that water evaporates off, the salt is still there. So you've got to get that solution with the salt in it to move off the site, either as runoff or better yet, as leaching water down to the groundwater table.
Learn more about de-icing salt and its effect on trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Glory above.
tried putting something together without reading the instructions first? I received a long-awaited lamp in the mail, and rather than reading the directions, I tore open the box and I rushed to put it together. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Well, long story short, I missed a couple of critical steps because I didn't read the directions. I had to undo all of my work and start over, this time using the instructions. While there's no one set of directions for a financial strategy, there are some important things to know early on, like tax implications and the benefit of compounding interest and being wise with debt. If you skip the good advice when you're creating a financial strategy, you're probably not going to set yourself up for success. And working with a financial professional is a great way to get some helpful instructions. So take the time to build a financial strategy with instructions. It will allow you to live a life of purpose and gratitude.
The USDA's former chief economist defends the federal farm safety net today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farmers who use seed lubricants when planting, I'm about to tell you about a game-changing product. An Iowa company called Low Mu Tech has developed and patented a soy-based seed lubricant that makes talc and graphite obsolete. It's cleaner, safer, 100% U.S. soy, and it's already doing the job for farmers across the country. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST. Former chief economist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Robert Johanson, is now the associate director of economics and policy analysis for the American Sugar Alliance. Johanson appeared in a recent podcast from Farm Policy Facts.
We know that more than half and up to 90% by some estimates of U.S. farms do not break even on their farm income and have to rely on off-farm income to get by. And without the Farm Bill safety net, standing disaster programs, crop insurance, and commodity programs, many of those farms would have had to close down and sell over the last 4 years with all the challenges we've seen.
Johanson says the farm safety net is not the place to look to address federal budget concerns.
The critics of the Farm Bill and the way the titles are balanced, you know, they think they can take care of this enormous federal budget issue with farm programs, and they're such a small part of that.
Johanson says U.S. farmers continue to make efficiency gains, and they're doing it by investing in their operations.
A lot of times you'll hear about public R&D investment, and that's important. Don't get me wrong, but the private sector investment has outpaced that public sector investment, and that's the reason why we're seeing these productivity gains on U.S. farms.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. President Biden tomorrow heads to Pittsburgh to pitch the first part of his $3 trillion effort to fix the nation's roads, bridges, and water systems. That could be key for agriculture. The ambitious push is on the heels of his nearly $2 trillion virus relief package. The infrastructure plan holds some interest, even among detractors. GOP Ag Senator Chuck Grassley sees possible benefits to producers.
Anything we do through funding the road fund and the extent to which that helps farm-to-market roads, including even primary roads, and I suppose in some instances even including interstates.
And water transportation will be included as well.
We need to make sure that the infrastructure on the Mississippi River, Illinois River, and as far as Sioux City on the Missouri River is included in that as well.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association, KSCorn.com. Cooler temperatures the next couple of days will not help our soil temperatures, but we are slowly warming up. South Central Kansas, 49 to 52 degrees. Northwest Kansas, 45 to 47 degrees. North Central Kansas warming up nicely, too. Currently 47 to 49 degrees. These are 2-inch soil depth temperatures. In Oklahoma, Central Oklahoma, really warming up nicely. 56 to 58 degrees across a large portion of Central Oklahoma. Southern Oklahoma, even a bit warmer, 57 to 59 degrees there. And the Panhandle, of course, is still a little slow to warm up. The Panhandle counties, 45 to 47 degrees. Soil temperature reports and ag news from Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack considering ways to get more land taken out of production and enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program. During an online appearance at the National Press Club, Vilsack said he wants to work with states and look at ways to increase those payments for CRP. Fewer than 20.8 million acres currently enrolled in CRP, far short of the 25 million acre limit set by Congress for fiscal year 2021. Now, of that current acreage, 3 million is in contracts set to expire this fall, another 4 million acres due to leave the program in 2022. Now, Vilsack brought up the program in response to a question about what he wanted to address climate change. He said he would hope that the near future look at ways in which might encourage farmers who have marginal land to consider possibly utilizing that marginal land in the CRP program. He said he wants to figure out ways to encourage states to work with USDA and innovations and creative ways to encourage more participation in the CRP program. He also said CRP payments should be high enough to get people enrolled in the program without distorting land markets. Rooftop growing and community gardens cannot provide sufficient nutrition for people in urban settings. That is a new study by a Penn State researcher. The findings suggest that it's not possible using predominant commodities in common urban agriculture production of today to meet the nutritional needs of Chicago within a radius of under 400 miles, given the cropland and pasture land available without fortifying foods with vitamin D and supplementing foods with vitamin B12, Penn State said. The study was the first to examine the amount of land needed to meet food demand while accounting for a range of nutritional needs, not just calories or quantities. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Happy hens are productive hens. This is how one egg farm makes sure they're catering to the needs of their poultry on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher load capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get a bad rap for how they raise their chickens, but most consumers have no idea of the caring attention most farms give their hens to provide quality meat and eggs on the grocery shelf. Jonathan Lafoe is the live operations manager for Braswell Family Farms in North Carolina. You could also call him the concierge of hen wellness and biosecurity. About 50 pullet and egg producers in the state contract with the company, and all must adhere to the strict guidelines of hen happiness. That includes the right feed distribution, housing temperature, water quality, freedom to take a dust bath in clean wood shavings, and plenty of perches. Lafoe says they spend a lot of time observing the chickens and making sure they're comfortable.
You walk in there and they're, you know, moving around, they're jumping around, they got enough light to do anything they want to in the house. We're in the free range, we're in the pasture, whatever setup that they're in. That tells me that they're happy. If they are able to exhibit all the natural behaviors that we want them to be able to do and that they want to do, they're a happy bird.
Lafoe says there are thousands of hens on these farms, so good biosecurity is paramount for hen happiness and to keep the food chain safe and sustainable.
We have a broadband disinfectant that we spray on our tires just to prevent anything from the truck carrying it from the road, or, you know, maybe a guy down the road is hauling chicken litter that day and we ran over the chicken litter and then here we are going to one of our farms. It's just something as simple as that. We have booties, coveralls, and hairnets that we wear.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more on how to keep a hen happy and productive at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Fish Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special cow sale Wednesday, March 31st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, followed by the cow calf pairs, the fall bred heifers, and then the fall calving cows. First calf heifers include 150 choice reputation black white face, red Angus. First calf heifer pairs, they'll have 30 to 45 day old calves beside, plus 125 black cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll have fancy calves beside. We will have 100 black and sim Angus fall bred first calf heifers and 650 black and red Angus fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. They'll be coming from 4 dispersals. These cows are bred to high quality Angus, red Angus, and Charley bulls for late August through October calving. Also offered will be 60 Angus replacement heifers. For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, March 31st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Struggles, corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat continue. May corn is down 8 1/4 at 538 1/2. July is down 9. at 522. Each of the back months is significantly lower as well. Double-digit losses in Kansas City wheat. May is down 10 at 559.5. July is now down 9.75 at 565.75. We're also seeing some significant losses in Minneapolis wheat. Chicago wheat is looking at double-digit losses as well. So not a good day for wheat or corn. Soybeans taking a pounding. May beans down 24.5 at 1368.5. July beans down 25.75 at 1359.5. Soybean meal is bounced around a bit, up, then down, and then back up again. Currently, May soybean meal is up 80 cents at 398.90. July is up 50 cents at $400.80. Soy oil hasn't been able to rally and is sharply lower. May bean oil is at 50.46, down 250 points. July is at 48.25, down 250 points. So not a good look for soybean oil. Cotton is down as well. May cotton down 16 points at 80.33. July is down 13 points at 81.47. As we turn to the livestock complex, we see some, mixed numbers in fat cattle. April live cattle up 7 at 121.05. June down a dime at 122.52. The later months are almost stair-stepped up and down, up and down. Feeder cattle are up all the way across. April feeders up 17 at 147.25. May feeders up 65 at 152.85. All the back months are good in feeder cattle. And hogs have turned around and are working on the high side now. April hogs up 20 at $100.57. May hogs up 102 at 101.47. So a good look for the most part in the livestock complex. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Java and me, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. I love Java sweet and hot. Oops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot.
percolate.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. Java and it loves me.
Java.
Coffee and the tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup. Blow me a slug from that wonderful mug and I'll cut a rug that's snug in a jug. Drop a nickel in my pot, Joe.
Taking it slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.